WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton reaching Category 5 status, 165 mile per hour winds and on track to make landfall as a Category 3 storm on Florida's Gulf Coast midweek. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is in Tampa, where she's expecting high water.
10 to 15 feet of surge around here. That is more than doubling what we saw just 2 weeks ago, which was a record. You could have homes wash away, cars wash away in that type of surge.
The head of the U.S. Disaster Response Agency pushing back against false claims repeated by former President Trump that some FEMA money is going to illegal migrants and not to Helene recovery. On day one of their new session, the Supreme Court has rejected a Biden administration appeal challenging Texas's restrictive abortion laws. On Wall Street, stocks were lower on Monday. This is ABC News. The White House released a statement Monday to mark the first anniversary of the October 7th attack in Israel, with President Biden condemning the unspeakable brutality of the 2020 Hamas attack on southern Israel. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers with how President Biden marked the day.
President Biden and the First Lady joined Rabbi Aaron Alexander in the Blue Room of the White House Monday morning for a candle lighting ceremony to mark the first anniversary of the October 7th attacks. The rabbi first recited in Hebrew a traditional Jewish prayer for those who have died, then recited it in English. The president lit the candle before observing a moment of silence, making the sign of the cross at the end. He didn't speak to reporters in the room. Rabbi Alexander is a friend of the family of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, an American who was taken hostage by Hamas on October 7th and killed in late August. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Stocks were lower on Monday. The Dow fell 398 points. NASDAQ plunged 213. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released a million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said, while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with light west winds, and we'll see temperatures in the mid-40s by sunrise. For your Tuesday afternoon, look for sunshine, light northwest winds, highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. We should be in the lower 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 43.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, our friend Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Donald Trump is calling for an extension of his 2017 tax cuts for billionaires. Of course, the tax cuts for average working people have largely already expired. Your taxes went up last year, they went up this year, and they will go up next year because Trump's tax cuts for billionaires were solid for 10 years. This was passed through... There's a word for it, a particular type of legislation. But anyhow, it was passed using that, so this, a certain type of resolution that only allows for 10 years. But the tax cuts for average working people were designed to go away much faster. Well, he wants to extend the tax cuts for the billionaires. And as a result, the billionaires are funding massive amounts of advertising on television right now, characterizing Kamala Harris as a friend of black people and criminals and, well, characterizing those two as the same thing, et cetera. So he also wants to tax overtime wages and Social Security benefits. Oh, his plan to end taxes on overtime wages, Social Security benefits, and tips would add $3.6 trillion to our national debt. His tax break for billionaires would add another $5 trillion to our $36 trillion national debt. And his call on a nationwide campaign to detain and deport undocumented immigrants would add another at least a third of $1 trillion to the national debt. All told, people who analyze these things came up with this total. They said it would be $7.5 trillion. This is from the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, CRFB. $7.5 trillion from Trump. So then they looked at Harris's numbers, and she would add $3 trillion to the debt by extending the 2017 tax cuts for those earning under $400,000 a year. And would $1.3 trillion of that would be through a major expansion of the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. In other words, just basically giving money to very, very poor people to lift them out of poverty. And particularly in red states where you've got minimum wages of $7.25 an hour. Trump's tax cuts for billionaires expire mostly in 2025. And that's why the billionaires are, that's why Elon Musk was out there on stage, right? That's why the billionaires are freaking out here. Harris would raise $900 billion in revenue by increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, and another $900 billion from additional tax revenue. And she would allow Medicare to more aggressively negotiate prescription drug prices, which could save us $250 billion that right now is just going to pad the salaries of the drug industry executives, number one. Number two, the Supreme Court convened today in their new term, and they've got a fairly light schedule. Why is that? Well, because they're expecting to be called on to be the decider of last resort for the election. they are fully expecting, and reasonably so, the Republicans are pushing all kinds of lawsuits right now to that might go to the Supreme Court. They think that like in 2000 they're going to decide who the next president is going to be, and for the same reasons. You know, you've got a Supreme Court dominated by right-wing Republicans. And two of them, Thomas and Alito, want to retire, and they want their replacements to be picked by Donald Trump, not by Kamala Harris. It's just that simple. So they've already delivered two rulings with huge consequences for this presidential election. The first was that we could not take Donald Trump off the ballot in Maine and Colorado, and I believe it was one other state, because he violated Section 2 or 3 of the 14th Amendment, or maybe it was Section 5, 4, excuse me, whatever. He violated the 14th Amendment, which says that no person who commits insurrection can run for public office. Well, the Supreme Court said, you can ignore that part of the Constitution. And then secondly, they gave him a pass on being prosecuted for his criminal activities by Jack Smith, saying that he can crime all he wants as long as he calls it an official act. Now, Jack Smith thinks he's figured out ways to get around that, but whatever Jack Smith does and whatever Judge Chutkan does is going to end up before the Supreme Court again. This is federal court stuff. So the Supreme Court may well end up shaping once again the outcome of this election. Meanwhile, this is geeky science. Here's our geeky science for the day. It's just an absolutely fascinating study published in Biomedicine and Pharmacotherapy, the December issue. Mechanism of metformin regulation in central nervous system, progression and future perspectives. Actually, let me get to that and just say this is the piece that precedes that. This was just published in studyfinds.org. And it's titled Brain Rejuvenation Breakthrough. It turns out that our bodies are actually producing stem cells for new brain cells all the time. We didn't know this until relatively recently. We thought we had a certain number of brain cells, and as we get older and we start losing them, they're just gone. But in fact, the brain is constantly producing new stem cells for brain tissue, for neurons and ganglions and axons. And those stem cells are either stimulated to produce new brain cells or inhibited from producing new brain cells, apparently by one thing, and that's the amount of glucose, the amount of sugar or glycogen, principally glucose, circulating in your bloodstream. And so if you reduce that level of glucose, and they did this in this study was done with rats, of course, we don't know people yet, but if you reduce those levels of glucose, then the brain starts revitalizing itself. Now, I have noticed, and this might just be my own personal biochemistry, I inherited from my father the gene for type 2 diabetes, although I don't formally have it. And I think that's because of my diet and exercise. But nonetheless, I've known throughout my whole entire life that if I want to put myself to sleep, all I have to do is eat a bunch of sugar, and it just knocks me out. And, you know, makes me exhausted and puts me to sleep. Well, it turns out that that's a terrible thing to do to yourself because that sugar is preventing your brain stem cells from becoming new brain cells. It prevents the brain from revitalizing itself. I mean, it's just a remarkable study. Can the secret to maintaining a youthful, sharp mind be as simple as watching our sugar intake? A new study from Stanford Medicine suggests so. And this process, by the way, is called neurogenesis, which is the generation of new nerve cells. And the failure of neurogenesis from having a lot of sugar circulating in your bloodstream contributes to memory loss, reduced cognitive function, and potentially exacerbates neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And in fact, I've shared with you before, there's a considerable body of research and a whole lot of people speculating that Alzheimer's is actually just diabetes type 3, that Alzheimer's is something that gets kicked off by people eating high levels of sugar or having high levels of sugars in their diet or not having or having type 2 diabetes and not treating it. And as a result, they have these high glucose levels, and that prevents the brain from revitalizing itself, and eventually it starts eating itself. And so this is just an absolutely fascinating study. Now, let me just, the backside of that, or buttress that with this second study, which is the one I kind of started out with, which is titled Mechanism of Metformin Regulation in Central Nervous System, Progression and Future Perspectives. And in this one, what they discovered was that metformin, which is the most widely prescribed drug in the world, it's a very, very safe drug. It can produce stomach upset. It can produce, you know, the main side effect that you get from taking it is diarrhea, basically. But if you take probiotics along with it, typically that goes away fairly quickly. And it's a drug that is usually taken for type 2 diabetes because it lowers blood sugar and, you know, takes you out of type 2 diabetes. But it is now being sold, and there's numerous, there's three online doctors that I know of that do this, and individual physicians as well, who are giving low-dose metformin, like 500 milligrams sustained release, you know, one tablet a day or two tablets a day, to people who don't have diabetes as a longevity drug. There's considerable evidence that people who take metformin actually live longer, even if they have type 2 diabetes, than people who don't. And now they're finding that not only that, but I'll just read to you from the abstract of this peer-reviewed study that was published in Biomedicine and Pharmacotherapy. Metformin can reduce liver glucose output and improve insulin resistance. Recent evidence from in vivo and in vitro has, in other words, in petri dishes and people, has confirmed that metformin can transport across the blood-brain barrier and activate specific neurons and neuroglia to exert neurological actions. Metformin can exert potential neuroprotective, neurotrophic, and neurogenesis-stimulated actions. In other words, not just protecting your brain cells, but actually building new ones. Metformin also exerts anti-inflammatory effect by inhibiting microglial activations and regulating microglial polarization. Now, that, it's a lot of big words, but what they're describing is the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, in my opinion. Now, I'm not a neuroscientist, but I am pretty familiar with this stuff. And I'm a big fan of metformin as something that can inhibit age, that slows down aging. And that, you know, as I said, you know, is a very effective treatment for type 2 diabetes. So thought you might want to know about that for the next conversation you have with your physician. And metformin does require a prescription. And don't take your medical advice from me. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. But you know, you can Google this stuff. And you can speak with your physician about it. It's 17 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? For the rest of the hour, I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
How can anybody complain about public education? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really come a long way since I was in school. But at the same time, looking at private schools, that doesn't really help. They don't have a great track record. In fact, they have a horrible track record. They act like because there are some problems with public education, they can ignore all the problems in private education.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Just go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of the FFRS newsletter, FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Can ripple far and wide. When you choose to make a difference, there's no need to hide. From the fields of green to city streets and every heart and mind, the power to change the world is yours.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up the calls here, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, I think, Tom, the next 29, 28 days still until November 5th, Donald Trump's rhetoric is going to become more extreme, more toxic.
Yep.
And as in the next 30 days or the next few weeks here, I think we will see the polls, which are going to be more reliable, breaking decidedly for Kamala Harris, as the margin voters, the undecided margin voters, begin to respond to the polls
But they're being bombarded right now with billions of dollars in advertising saying that Kamala Harris is the candidate for black criminals and for Mexican rapists, and that's all she wants for America, and quack, 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 quack. I mean, it's just, I think that this is what we've been seeing for 2 weeks now, Paul, is that the polls are going in Trump's direction, not in Harris's direction.
But the polls for the margin, the polls is, I want to get into the polls because I think the polls are simply remeasuring the base. And the polls, as I've said before, do not have sufficient validity and precision to measure the margin at this point. They're measuring, the reason they fluctuate is because they're not that reliable. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they keep remeasuring the base. And the bases are not changing. But I don't see that Donald Trump has given up on campaigning. I think he gave up. He's so out of gas. He gave up after after the debate with Kamala Harris a few weeks ago. Yeah. And his rhetoric has just become extreme. He thinks he's going to persuade people with extreme rhetoric. And I think that the margin voter, the undecided voter, so to speak, is not undecided about whom they will vote for. They're undecided about whether they're going to vote. And right. When they vote, Democrats win. So what Donald Trump is doing is setting it up for the post-election catastrophe and chaos that he hopes to incite once after he loses. That's why he's saying he's already. I'm surprised he hasn't declared victory already. I mean,
well, he essentially has. And he has said if he doesn't win, it's because the election was rigged. I mean, he came right out and said
it's what he
on more than one said. Occasion.
Yeah, but we've read this book before. We've seen this movie before. We know how it turns out, and we know that. We also know what we've all been saying for the last 4 years. January 6th was a dress rehearsal, and so the interference, lawsuits, everything after November 6th, the popular votes will be certified in the states on November 26th, Tuesday, November 26th, 2 days before Thanksgiving is when the states are set to certify their votes.
Right.
That's when a lot of interference is going to go in. The electors vote on December 16th, Monday, December 16th. And then, of course, I think I calculated this, but the days of the week are the same as in 2020 and 2021. Hmm. I think January 6th, 2021 is actually a Monday again. So this is like Groundhog Day. And this is what we're dealing with. But I don't see that what Donald Trump is, what he's showing people, and in my estimation with people that are Republicans in my family, is that he's a deranged and unhinged crazy person.
I hope
they're
you're
not
right,
persuading.
Paul. I pray that you're right. And I'm working to do everything I can to make you right. I sure hope you're right. Paul, thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
A ray of hope. We'll be back with your calls right after this. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch net bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. CozyEarth.com/Tom.
No need to worry about what's coming next. Just live in the now.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Dan in Topeka, Kansas. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, man. Great to finally get to talk to you. I wanted to correct you on the excerpt from It Came From Something Awful. The way you pronounce Oticon was wrong. It's a Oticon, it's a portmanteau of Oda, otaku, and a convention.
Okay. Is this from one of my book reports?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't hear the book reports, and I, you know, there's...
Yeah, sorry.
So I don't know which ones...
Don't really know how talk radio works, sorry.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Yeah, on our commercial stations during those breaks, they're running ads and doing news breaks, and on our nonprofit stations, we plug in book reports, and I don't hear either one of them, frankly. I just kind of go silent during the breaks. So.
Yeah, I just call it. Anyway, my theory as it relates to the buying up of our airwaves is that radio in many regards is the past, but podcasts and blogs are still the future. I discover you from YouTube, from political podcasts, and essentially YouTube's just podcasts with videos, and Facebook is just personalized blogs.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Dan.
It democratizes the system to some degree, but obviously there's a lot of power in the owners of the platforms.
Yep.
You know,
who control the algorithms.
Yep. So I think we can go further by creating simple platforms owned by their creators, but that are also federated and completely interoperable. So you can download a feed from any source and subscribe to it, but you also get all of the reach of a large online platform or a search engine with whatever algorithm people decide upon. And since it's federated, you can leave at any time. You harness the network effect yourself. So it's essentially a yellow or white pages, but for blogs, internet publications, and media in the age of corporate consolidation. My question is,
I think to some extent you're describing Substack.
Similar to Substack, but Substack is also just one service that can be done for this, because Substack
or Ghost
doesn't really have the federation effect.
Right.
You know, you have to build up every single Substack blog, and you can't really share blogs, although I guess, you know, you can. And the
Substack itself does a fair amount of cross promotion among blogs.
Yeah.
But
to some degree.
But anyhow, I interrupted you. You were about to say, here's my suggestion. So finish it up.
Yeah. So my questions are, how does this sound to you as someone who's been trying to cut through the noise for how long? Decades.
Yeah.
And what do you think would be the biggest obstacles in holding back widespread adoption of this, considering it is, you know, superior? It helps out advertisers because they don't have to go through Google and Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to have their stuff put on, you know.
I don't understand what you mean when you say federated. I mean, I know what the word means, but I don't understand this in this context, what you're trying to. Give me an example.
So Mastodon's a good example of this. It's essentially a bunch of different Twitters that are all connected, and you can sign up for any one of them. Or maybe how how telecoms works, where obviously you get your number from a specific service, but you're able to call any number, even though your service is run by a specific company.
Right. But those are, well, a telephone service anyway is heavily regulated to accomplish that. And particularly, you know, Title II of the Telecommunications Act, which says that they can't listen in on what you're saying, and they can't therefore, you know, change the charges to you based on the content of what you're saying.
I mean, the idea here is not that we regulate social media to be common carriers, because that's essentially legalizing the monopoly and requiring, you know, millions of dollars spent on content moderation when you could just spend it on, you know, rate limiting and creating better content.
Yeah. I think that spending billions of dollars on content moderation is actually a good thing. Now, I say that from the experience that Nigel and I had back from 1970. Oh, geez, it must have been 78, 79. I forget what year we started, but we ran more or less 30 forums on CompuServe back before there was an internet. You know, we started out with 300 baud dial-up modems, you know. And this was before Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. And so everything that was posted on CompuServe inured liability to CompuServe. And so CompuServe paid us, you know, a fair amount of cash over the years to, and we hired a whole bunch of people to work with us and for us, and we shared our revenue with them to moderate those conversations and keep the trolls and the spammers and the pornographers off. And I think that, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media should have to do that. I'm in favor of getting rid of Section 230, or at least most of Section 230. And by the way, Josh Hawley wrote an entire book agreeing with me on this. It's not a partisan issue.
Hawley is great at talking the talk, although obviously he doesn't really walk the walk.
Yeah.
He had that copyright clause restoration act that would essentially nuke Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a smart guy, and but he's also a little bizarre, and of course his wife Erin Hawley is the lawyer who has been arguing the Mifepristone cases before the Fifth Circuit and before Judge Kaczmarek, and arguing that the abortion pills should be illegal nationwide. That's Josh Hawley's wife.
I don't get that, honestly. It's like they're reignite the New Deal coalition, because, you know, Mencken was obviously as Republican as they come, and he hated Comstock.
I'm with you, and that's another rabbit hole. Dan, I'm pretty much out of time here. I got to move along to another caller, but let me ponder it, and let's have a conversation in the future about it. I appreciate your call. Sarah in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind today?
Great. Well, first, before I start, we missed you in Portland. We were there visiting my son, and we got tickets, and we were looking so much to meet you. But after the meet and greet,
I'm sorry.
All the love that I sent to you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, we ducked out from the meet and greet afterwards. We were not, to the best of my knowledge, we weren't supposed to be part of it. And I'm just kind of afraid of crowds anyway. I don't want to get COVID
again. No. That's what my husband and I spot. It's like, no, you know, there's no reason. We've got some care, COVID scare. So anyway, but know that our heart, we're with you, and we really wanted to say hi.
Thank you.
Anyway, back to the subject. I think Trump and his cronies are far worse. I mean, let's go back before Hitler.
Far worse than Hitler?
Yeah, I do think so. Yeah, because look at our history. We brought in people to sell. And all the children that are missing, I believe, have been human trafficked.
I believe that many of them probably were, Sarah, but that doesn't compare to killing 6 million Jews, a million gypsies, a couple million socialists and whatnot.
See, I agree with you on that. But at the same time, you know, to be sold into perpetuity, you know, to someone else, I mean, that's a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't think we need to compare Trump to Hitler in order to note how evil Donald Trump is and his policies.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
So.
And I don't know, you know, I've got Trumpsters in my family, and the main, you know, we're all torn to pieces. It's like, I don't want to be around you. You don't want to be around me. I keep saying, here's the truth. They said, no, you're being Pollyanna. This is not what's happening.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, no, and it's a shame that it's ripping up your family. I hear that from so many people, which is why I wrote the piece I did today. I think so many of these people are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's making them vulnerable to a cult leader. Donald Trump is a cult leader.
That was what I was going to agree with you about. Yeah. Yeah, that is spot on, in my opinion.
This is not normal politics. Sarah, thank you for the call. Thanks for pointing that out. Spot on. Excellent and insightful comment. Thank you. Fred in Altamont Springs, Florida. Hey, Fred. Hope you're not in the path of the hurricane. I don't know.
Well, greetings, Tom. Unfortunately, it looks like it's pretty much coming through this way, but not hits the West Coast.
Please get out of town.
Well, you know, this is what I was going to talk to you about is where are we going to go? I mean, the whole state is in the cone, so it could be switching anywhere.
Yeah, just drive up into Georgia and get a hotel room.
Well, things are not as easy as it is. Remember, there's thousands of people already using the hotels and so forth.
You're right. Well, even if you have to sleep in your car for a couple of days, Fred, in Alabama or something, or in the panhandle, it's better than dying.
True. As I said, this one's got me spooked, and I've been through the trifecta back in 2004. When the storm kind of reminds me of Charlie because it's a compact, strong storm.
Yeah.
But if you're in the direct path of it, you know, it could be devastating. When it hit Orlando, it was going over 100 miles an hour. Now, you look at the forecast, it shows that, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday, it's only going to be 35-mile-per-hour winds, they're saying, which, you know, it's no big deal. I just had a storm, which did damage to my tree.
That's
in
not
my
the
house,
forecast
so.
I've seen. What I'm seeing is that when it crosses Florida and ends up back in the Atlantic, it's still going to be a Cat 2 or 3 hurricane.
Yeah, but see, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, a two and a three is devastating. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife, but, you know. But I see. I get divorced and leave, or do I stay? Well, anyway,
no.
It's not. I know it's. You know, we got dogs and animals and
I get
family.
I get it.
So, and I got two houses. There's two houses in this area that I can move into that my brothers aren't using. So, out of three of them, maybe one of them will hold up. But anyway, after I get off
good
watching your show, I'll be bored. I'll be boarding up my windows because this one's got me spooked.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks for the information on metformin, and also thank you for supporting unions. That's why I'm retired now. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, unions are the key to a middle class to having a middle class, not just, you know, to joining the middle class, but even to a nation having a middle class that isn't just doctors and lawyers, you know, which is what the old middle class used to be before unions. The middle class used to be doctors, lawyers, and shop owners. Fred, thank you for the call. Thank you, and good luck. Please stay safe.
Thank you.
You know, get the hell out if you possibly can. 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton reaching Category 5 status, 165-mile-per-hour winds and on track to make landfall as a Category 3 storm on Florida's Gulf Coast midweek. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is in Tampa, where she's expecting high water.
10 to 15 feet of surge around here. That is more than doubling what we saw just 2 weeks ago, which was a record. You could have homes wash away, cars wash away in that type of surge.
The head of the U.S. Disaster Response Agency pushing back against false claims repeated by former President Trump that some FEMA money is going to illegal migrants and not to Helene recovery. On day one of their new session, the Supreme Court has rejected a Biden administration appeal challenging Texas's restrictive abortion laws. On Wall Street, stocks were lower on Monday. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A rescue team is back in Wisconsin after helping with Hurricane Helene recovery in North Carolina. 16 members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 brought supplies for victims like inflatable boats, life jackets, and protective gear. They arrived at Volk Field on Saturday. The team's leader says they'll return to North Carolina if they're needed. A federal judge is ordering a Rusk County township to bring back its electronic voting machines. James Kelly reports.
The injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September, alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle on the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and two-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with light west winds, and we'll see temperatures in the mid-40s by sunrise. For your Tuesday afternoon, look for sunshine, light northwest winds, highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. We should be in the lower 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 43.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll introduce a brand new segment. It's called What's Your Problem?
We'll take your questions about everything and anything, including cooking.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Instead of going after all these independent voters, the fact is, and I do believe, if we just get the people that have registered to vote that are Democrats, we will win this thing in a landslide.
I agree.
I think instead of trying to focus on those independents, because they ain't going to make or break us, let's just concentrate on getting the people who have registered to vote vote.
Yeah, this is going to be a turnout election.
If that happens, we will kill this. We will win this thing in a landslide and knock this Trump thing out of the pocket.
Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right, Ralph.
And one final thing. I was stationed up there in Fairfax, and I spent a lot of time on the Potomac with my little camera catching all the sights.
Okay. All righty, Ralph, thank you very much for the call, and thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM there in Austin, Texas. And I'm not hearing the break music, but I know we're in the break, Sean. Oh, you are?
Okay. You've been listening to Tom Hartman.
Anyhow, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Just because she says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day doesn't mean she doesn't deserve anything. Not to worry. The Bouqs Company has you covered. That's Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S, as in bouquets of flowers. They offer farm-fresh, sustainably sourced flowers for next or same-day delivery. Order today and get 25% off your entire purchase. Go to Bouqs.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Bouqs.com/T-H-O-M for 25% off with the code Tom. And remember, Valentine's Day isn't just for lovers. Show your best galentine some love. Let mom know how much you love her. Or make that first move with the one you've been crushing on. Fellas, you think it's cold outside now? Wait until you forget Valentine's Day. The Bouqs Company is here to make your life easier, and they offer more than just roses. You'll find sweet treats, beautifully styled bouquets, plants, gifts, and succulents on their site. Go to Bouqs.com/THOM today for 25% off with the code Tom.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program.
And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progress.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media, breaks down the latest from Jack Smith. It's a lot. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.